For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. It's Tuesday morning. Good morning to you all. And it's also September the 3rd, our daughter Hannah Donahue's birthday. So may I take the liberty of saying happy birthday, Hannah. So she, as I'm recording, is most likely upstairs getting ready for work, but she listens to the show. So happy birthday, babe. We love you so much. Anyway, we got a couple calls regarding our day of fasting and prayer. Yes, we would be honored to take your prayer request. If you would, just write it in, go to anadonahueministries.com, and you'll see an excerpt, a little menu button there, forgive me, called prayer, and you can write it in and send it. It'll come right to our desk. And we are starting to collect those. I will put those into categories. And I've got a whole team. We're going to gather September 19th and pray for you. And please pray for us. Amen. We would love to feel the undergirding of your prayers. We have partners from all around the place, and I do feel those prayers, and I know many of them listen to the show, so thank you so much. But I know you're loving this, already getting underway in Ephesians 4. This will be coming out of our classes that we're gearing up for. September 9, 16, 23. You can still come to the Sanctuary Victory Fellowship Church, 5708 Airline Drive in Metairie, Louisiana, 7 o'clock. It is free, but I need you to register. Doing the book of Ephesians. We are in Ephesians 4, chapter 1. Paul says, man, I'm a prisoner for serving God, but that's not what I'm talking about right now. He says, my concern is I'm begging you to lead a life worthy of your calling. And the word worthy there, I was saying in the Greek, is similar to a scales that you would see in the attorney's office, a balancing. The word worthy is balance. In lieu of all that God has done on one side of the scales, is it balanced? Is your life displaying the evidence of it on the other side of the scales? Because it can and it should. And let me give you an example. You say, okay, I've got so many notes in front of me, that's why I'm jumping like crazy, so forgive me. What about this, for instance? 2 Corinthians 5:17. Picture the scales. I'm about to give you a truth. What Paul would be saying, I'm begging you in lieu of 2 Corinthians 5:17, that because you're in Christ, you're a new creation. Is your right side of the scales living like it? Does it look like it? You know? He says, are you still walking in the way of Adam? Even though Christ is now in you and you're in him, are you displaying that you're a new species in God? Or are you still operating under your old identity? Well, that's the way I always have done it. That's the way I've always thought it in my brain. That's the way, you know, Uncle so-and-so and Aunt so-and-so did it. No. Here's what I want you to get settled today. Do you really know who you are? Deep down, my friend, don't forget your new identity in Christ. That's how you define yourself. Then on the scales, the right side of that scales will start emanating, showing forth this new you. What will it look like? Oh, mercy, so many ways. First and foremost, though, you'll start having love, because the love of God will be shed abroad in you, and it'll start oozing out unto others. More tomorrow in A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.